Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Chaf Hei. We are on page Kuf Nun Zayin, which is the page following 312. Simen Shin Chaf Hei is Eino Yehudi Sha'asa Malacha Bad Yisrael, the halachos of a goy that did malacha for Yisrael. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph Mutter Lezamein Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos. One is allowed to invite a goy over on Shabbos. And one is allowed to place food in front of him in a courtyard that he could eat it. If the guy goes and takes the food and carries it out of the chatzar, we don't have to be concerned about that. But this is specifically if, like stated, that the guy is in the chatzar. But if the guy is standing outside the chatzar, upashad yadu lifnim, and he sticks his hand inside the chatzar, sheyadua hu sheyotzi enu, where you know that he's going to take the item and bring it outside the chatzar, olitein lo shar chafatzim shederach lahotzi, or to give him in the chatzar other items that it's normal to carry out, aser afilu im ome bifnim, then it's going to be forbidden even if he's standing inside the chatzar. Afilu im achafatzim shel eino Yehudi, even if the items belong to the guy himself. Shaharoa eino yodea shachafatzim shel eino Yehudi, one who sees does not know that the items belong to the guy. The Rama ends the sif and writes, Afilu biyiche lomokom ibodyom yesh lahachmir, even if the Jew designated a place for the guy to leave his item, one should be machmir. Let's just summarize what the Mechaber says before we see the Mishabura. Number one is you're allowed to invite a guy over on Shabbos and you're allowed to put food in front of him in the chatzar that he could eat it. If he decides on his own to take it outside, that's okay. You have no issue with that. But that's specifically if the guy is in the chatzar. But if the guy is standing either outside the chatzar, putting his hand in, and you know he's going to take the item outside, or even if he's standing in the chatzar, but you're going to give him an item which is normal to take it out, so those two cases are going to be forbidden. Even if the item belongs to the goy, because one who sees does not know that the item belongs to the goy. So let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sifkat and Aleph. We said you're allowed to invite a goy over on Shabbos. After biyomtov aser lezamein einu Yehudi leachol imo. Even though the halacha is on Yontif, one is not allowed to invite a guy over to eat a suda with him on Yontif. Gzeira shem yarbe levashel b'shvilo. There's a gzeira that even though you're allowed to cook on Yontif, but you're not allowed to cook for a guy on Yontif, so we're worried if you invite him over for a suda, you may add to the cooking for him, like we'll see later in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Beis. B'Shabbos de'in lochosh lazashari, on Shabbos, where we're not worried about that, because on Shabbos we don't cook anyway, so if you invite over a guy, there's no concern that you're going to cook extra for the guy, so therefore you are allowed to invite him over. So the chumra of Shabbos that we're not allowed to cook leads to a kula that you can invite a guy over because there is no concern that you're going to cook extra for him on Shabbos. And the leniency of Yontif that allows you to cook on Yontif comes out to be a chumra that you can invite the guy over because then we're worried that you may in fact cook extra for the guy on Yontif. Sivkat and Beis, the Mechaber said you're allowed to put food in front of him in the chatzar. After Asr Litroach B'Shabbos B'Shvil Mi She'en Mizonosav Alav. Even though, as we just learned in the last simon, that it's Asr to burden oneself on Shabbos to prepare food for someone who you're not responsible to feed him. Kidla El B'Simon Shinchav Dalad. Eino Yehudi Choshev Mizonosav Alav. Le'inyon Shemuter Litroach B'Shvilo. A goy is considered one that you're responsible to feed, lagabe this halacha that you're allowed to burden yourself for him. Mishum de mefarnesen aniye enom yehudim im aniye yisrael b'bnei da'ach shalom. Because halacha is that we support the poor of the goyim together with the poor of the Jews because of da'ach shalom to keep the peace. And therefore, since you have to support the poor of the goyim, it's considered mizonosav alav, and therefore it's not considered a tircha on Shabbos for someone that it's a mizonosav alav. Sivkatan gimel lefana b'chatzir, you can place the food in front of the guy in the chatzir. Kosva poskim the poskim right, the dafka litein lefanov, dafka to place it in front of him, vuhu yikochem ba'atzmo shari, and he will take the food on his own, that's when it's permissible. Avalitein liyado aser. But the poskim write to place the food in his hands is aser. The shema yotzei l'rishas harabim, because he might go and take it outside to the rishas harabim. V'nimtzel l'mafreya da ha-yisrael aso ha-akira mi-rishas ha-yachid aser. And it will turn out retroactively that the Jew did the akira, the uprooting of the food from the rishas ha-yachid, which is forbidden, like we'll see later in Simon Shimam Zayin. However, the Yerabba argues and says you are allowed to place the food in the hand of the guy when he's in the chatzar. Since you are not giving him the food on the condition that he's going to take it out, because since the guy is standing inside, when he takes it outside, it's considered then that he did the akira himself. You didn't do the akira by placing the food in his hand. He was standing in the chatzar. When he decides to take it out, it's considered he did the akira, and therefore the Yerabba argues on the poskim and says it's mutter. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'yesh l'hokel bazek kedvarov, you can be lenient like the El Yerabba and place the food in the hand of the goy in the chatzar. Who kemoshe gasadna be'er locha, like we explained in the be'er locha. V'im ha'yisrael eino moser liyado, and if the Jew does not hand it to the goy, elo ha'eino yehudi lokeach mi'ar ha'yisrael, but rather the goy takes it from the hand of the Yisrael, l'kuli alma mutter kishalokeach amanas lecho b'chatzar. Then according to everyone, it's mutter for the goy to take it from the Yisrael, amanas to eat in the chatzar, de'af kishiyotzi, because even if he ends up taking it out, halo lo osir Yisrael ha'akira klal, in that case for sure, the Yisrael didn't do the akira because the guy took it from the hands of the Israel. Sifkat and Dalid. Again, on the same point of the Machaber that it's mutter lite mezonos lefana b'chatzar le'achlan. Zakta mishabura afilu and eno mefareh shlo sheyochal gam kein shari. Even if you don't specify to the guy that I'm giving you this food to eat, it's still mutter. The mistama yochal sham, because the stam case, you give him food in the chatzar, he's going to eat it there. Eloballa fuke im ein rishus biyado le'achlan sham. The Machaber is coming to exclude a case where the guy is not allowed to eat it there. O shehu harbe, or you're giving him a lot of food, sheyashar le'achlan sham, where it's not possible he's going to finish all the food there. So then, osr litem lefana, then you're not allowed to place the food before him. Those two cases would be ki'ilu, you're giving it to him on condition that he takes it out, and that's not allowed. And that is a problem of Maris Ayin. People who see are going to say that the guy is taking out for the Israel and as a shliach of the Israel, like we saw earlier in Simon Reish Mem Zayin. The Mechaber then said, Dafka, if the Eino Yehudi is in the Chatzar, Avalim Omed Bachutz, if the guy is standing outside and he sticks his hand inside and you know he's going to take it out, so then it's Aser. Says the Mishabura, Ubaze Afilu Lo Yitnim HaYisrael Yado. In that case, if the guy is outside the Chatzar and he sticks his hand in, even if you don't hand it to him, Elo Yekable Miyad HaYisrael, but rather he takes it from the hands of the Yisrael, De'ein Osa HaYisrael Shum Akira, in which case the Yisrael did not do any kind of Akira, Afilu Hachi Aser, still is Aser. Tekeven Shiyadua Shiyotzienu. Yomru de Bishlichus Omotzi. Since it is known that he's taking it out, people are going to say that he's taking it out b'shlichos of the Yisrael. V'kol shekein limser liyado da aser mishum ha'akira. Certainly, if they place it in his hand when he's standing outside and sticking his hand inside, certainly that will be forbidden because that will be considered doing an akira. Kidul akamah b'simen shimem zayin, like we'll see shortly in simen shimem zayin. Sivkotan vav. So we said either he's standing outside, he sticks his hand in, that's aser. Or case number two is to give him other things, even if he's in the chatzar, but it's something that is derech lahotzi, that's going to be aser. Says the Mishabura, v'afilu lo yitnem liyado, even if you don't place the items that are normally taken out into his hands, eli yaniach lafana b'chatzar, rather you place it in front of him in the chatzar, kevin sheyadua sheyotzi aser, since it is known he will take it out, that's the nature of this item, it is forbidden to place it in front of him, diomru debishlichus motzi. Because people are going to say that he's taking it out, b'shlichus of the Israel, v'ka'anal b'sivkot and dalet, like we said just before, in sivkot and dalet. Then the Mechaber said, "Afilu im achafotzim shel eino Yehudi." Even if the items belong to a guy, zakt mishabura batur isa o afilu. The Mishabura says the lashon of the tour is o afilu upirshu, and the Mefarshim explained the tour the adle el koi. It's not going back on the last case where the guy was in the chatzar with the Yisrael and you're giving him items that are normally taken out. It's going on the case before that, the ha'eino Yehudi omed bachutz. The case where the guy is standing outside, upo sheyadu lefnim, and he's sticking his hand inside. The bazet, in that case, afilu imachafotzim shel eino Yehudi yesh mar zayim. So then letting him take or handing to him, when he's standing outside, he puts his hand inside, even an item that belongs to the goy, it's still going to be Marasayin. They're going to say the item the Yisrael is giving to the goy is an item that belongs to the Yisrael. But in the second case, where the goy is standing in the chatzar, mutter lasayis lafana, then you can place before him his own items. We don't make such a far gzeira bechafatzim shel eino yehudi, by items that belong to a goy, that he's going to go ahead and take it outside. Haroa osel shemotzi, and we say that even if one sees him taking it outside, afterwards, yedo shachafotzim shel eino yehudihem, we say they're going to know that these items belong to the guy, and therefore the tour, according to the Mefarshim, is understanding this case of even the items of the guy is only when the guy is outside sticking his hand inside, you can't put it in his hand. But if he's in the chatzar and you place in front of him items that are his own, then we're not worried about the marasayin. Even if he takes it out, people will say he took out his own item. The Ramah ended the sif and said, even if you designated a place for the goy in your rishus before Shabbos, still one should be machmir. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Ches, Hainu, im hoya hachayfetz mushkan eitzer Yisrael. We're talking about a case where there was something that was a mashkon by the Yisrael that belonged to the goy. Af she yichid lo makom ala chayfetz. Even if the Jew designated a place for the item, she yavo v'yitleno kozman she yirtzu, that the goy can come and take it whenever he wants. Afilu hachi osir lanicho she yitleno b'shabbos. You're still not allowed to let the goy take the item from your rishus on Shabbos. The chayfetz ha mamushkan eitzel Yisrael havik eshelo, because the item that is by the Yisrael as a mashkon is considered his. Umashi yichid lo mokum lo mahani. The fact that you designate him a place, it doesn't help anything. The schirus lo kanya, because even if it would be like a schirus on the mokum, that is not considered a kinyan. So the rishus is still considered belonging to the Yisrael. Va'adayim bishus ha Yisrael hu, and the item is still considered the rishus of Yisrael. And if the guy comes and takes it out, the ikum mishum aris ayin, and that would be a problem of Marasayin. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.